And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the Sports Widow Show with the Sports Widow, Molly Erdman.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, that's what... That, I did that one as if I wasn't even thinking of the Facebook Live.
Okay.
Wasn't delivering it with any of
that. Was just for our audio?
Simply audio.
Audience. Okay.
That's great. Why the video of that will look so bad.
Yep. And that's why it sounds so bad.
Yeah. You didn't show the picture. That's okay.
I forgot.
Well.
That was my big plan.
Well, show it now.
I will show it.
We've got a new picture.
For today.
Oh, yes.
Specifically.
That's really... Here, are you just showing the two of us?
Well, the three of us.
Just the three of us. Me, Ruby, and Brad. Oh, that's Brian.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
There's us.
Yeah.
So what I'm showing you folks is a picture of Molly and I from way back when with a young congressman.
Senator.
A young senator from Illinois named Barack Hussein Obama. Before he was elected president.
Before he even had the nomination.
My God. He was running, though.
Yeah.
And he came to our show in Chicago and...
Wrong.
He did not come to our show in Chicago.
Second City hosted a fundraiser.
Oh, those bastards.
Remember, I already lived out here. And you, with your wheeling and dealing, informed Second City that they should fly me and Brian back for this fundraiser. It wasn't... Michelle came to a show with her family.
Whoa.
While I was still there.
And I arranged for you guys to come back for the show?
Well, we found out that they were going to do a fundraiser...
Without you.
Like an abbreviated... Well, I don't think it was purposefully without...
No, it was without you. This is why we need to have lunch, Diane. Go ahead.
It was going to be like... A half hour or 25 minutes of our show.
Yes.
And then he was going to speak, and it was a fundraiser. And you
tried to get
talked
him
to Second
speak.
City. Yeah. You talked to Second City, and you said you should fly Molly and Brian back in. And they did.
They didn't think of that on their own?
Don't know.
That's why I'm so great. I always think of great stuff.
But.
In order to get my girlfriend to fly back to Chicago.
Well, yeah. It was. Great for a number of reasons. Very memorable. One, because at the time, I really had it in my head of like, I like Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time yet.
Right.
And literally, I think the speech he gave was he kept saying like, it's time.
Right.
And it really, it
and he
really.
He kept staring at you for some reason.
It swayed me. Also, I have some very... Is it okay to talk about this right now? It's not sports related.
I have no idea what you're going to say.
I'm just talking about this Obama thing because it's
his
last day in office.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, also, I'm pregnant.
No.
I could never be pregnant in this day's society.
Yeah. So the one of the scenes that I did, I play Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Hiring a hitman.
Yes.
To take care of Obama so that I can win the nomination because I'm threatened by people liking him so much.
Right.
And I was very nervous to do that scene.
Sure.
Because satire has a way of not always working. And in fact, at the time, my stepdad had said to me, you can't do that scene. You can't say that about Obama. You get arrested or something.
And it's rare that you can do satire about someone in front of them.
And the only thing that made me feel a little better is that Michelle Obama had come to the show.
She had.
So I was like, if she thought this was too weird, she would have said something. So anyway, we do the show. I had the designation of introducing him to give his speech. And so I was like, Senator Barack Obama. And he came out and he like hugged everybody. And he came over to me and said, I'll even hug you, Hillary, which was cool. Then he gave his speech, which like I said... It worked. It worked for me.
He's a good speech maker.
He's great. And then they had this already backstage. Like, backstage looks nicer than it had ever looked.
Yeah. Yes.
So they had the
before
this, this big show poster up. I'm sorry, people who are just listening. You can't see it. We'll post the picture.
And once again, I'm always very... We never post the pictures that we say we will.
So that's our thing. We say we will.
But I'm good at describing things.
Yeah.
So imagine Barack Obama...
Against a cinder block wall.
With a big poster. But Barack Obama as a teenager compared to what he looks like
now. Right. He looks 20 years younger. So anyway,
we
had been told that he, you know, he was on a tight schedule. So we were like, get in there, take the picture. We're going to do two groups of pictures, one with the cast and one with all the producers and everything.
Right.
And we get in there, we just file in for the cast picture, and Joe just happens to be standing right next to Obama and says to me, switch places with me. And in one of the most selfless acts of our relationship, had me stand. You don't remember this? For those of you listening, Joe is...
gape mouth.
Yes.
Why? I did that?
Yeah. You told me to stand...
I must not have thought he was going to win.
And if you look at the picture, you will see that Joe's hand is kind of on my butt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to... Yes, that is true. Maybe that's why I moved you there.
Yes. And our musical director, I don't know if you remember this, Ruby Streak,
yeah.
said to Amber, our one African-American cast member, oh, you should stand next to him, Amber.
Yeah.
I also remember a Secret Service man being back there and pretending to have a problem with the fact that we had like a prop.
Rubber knives.
Knife or something yes. like that. But he
was kidding. I do remember I was very nervous because I had to do a scene where I walk out with an M16.
Really?
Yeah, the war on drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Little monologue thing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, everyone did. Mm. But I was nervous to be walking out there with a fake gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But luckily, my physical stature is so unimposing that even with a gun, no one felt threatened by me. So that's why did you show that today? Is something happening with Obama?
It's his last day in office.
What?
Oh, God.
Kidding. I knew that. I follow politics. I notice my former boss is checking in. He may still be my boss, however the severance goes, but he's seeing how far I've fallen from having a job to having this now. It's ostensibly a sports podcast, mm-hmm. The Sports Widow, so there should be some sports to bring into things. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we kind of broke the news that...
You heard it here ninth.
You heard it here at least ninth. Some of you may be first, but if you heard it here first, you had no interest in the news.
Right.
Which was the Hall of Fame voting and everything like that.
Yep.
And I wonder, Molly, what do you think about the steroid era in baseball?
In what do you mean, what do I think of it?
Do you think people who are suspected of using steroids should be in the Hall of Fame?
Well... suspected?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What if there's compelling evidence, but maybe not within the legal boundaries, maybe not something that is, proven guilty?
Well, let me answer your question with a question.
Oh, that's a great way to not answer a question.
Well, no, here's why I'm at, because here's what my answer would be. It's like, and it's a question. Are there players who, because I feel like this happens, where it's like, you didn't need steroids.
Barry Bonds would have been in the Hall of Fame.
Right. So I guess that's the question. Are there players who are great enough and the steroids was like a wrong turn?
Right.
But they were inherently great?
Well.
Or are we just going to go through an era where no one gets in?
Well, that's what's happened is there was this log jam because all these guys suspected of not getting in. For years haven't gotten in.
Right.
And so that created people like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens should have been in 5 years ago, mm-hmm. if not for this steroid thing. Mm-hmm. Their numbers would – but that leaves two people kind of log jamming the list of people to get in. And because they have rules that they can only submit so many names, some people are being left out.
Right.
Now – did you know that in the NFL, they do not test for human growth hormone? It is a banned substance.
But they don't test for it.
They have not. The players have not agreed on a testing method yet.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in my mind, is the players taking
Why
as
would
much
they?
Time. Right. Especially in the NFL, where they're all using HGH, probably. If they were to ban HGH, you might lose all of the... plus 250-pound players in the NFL, which is probably at least half of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about HGH?
Big fan. No, I don't know.
They say it's got a lot of therapeutic...
You know what I think? Is I think it should either be like, it's not fair if some people are taking it and getting away with it and some people aren't.
Right.
So either let's cut the crap and everyone takes it and let's enjoy that.
Let's cut the crap.
Or, you know, come down on it harder and then, yeah, maybe you don't let people in. But I mean, it's too late now. Like, I don't like inconsistency.
Mm.
I don't like, you know, where it's like, oh, now we're going to start cracking down on it. Or now we're going to stop cracking down on it.
Okay.
Because I don't think that's fair. Sure. I like fairness.
Fairness.
Yeah.
I'm consistently the way I am. Do you like that?
Yeah.
That was unconvincing.
What do you think of it?
I don't know. I think the HGH in the NFL, I think that's a big scam where they say it's, you know, I don't think a lot of people know that human growth hormone is not tested for.
In football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or don't care, maybe. So I think that, again, like you, they should either have a policy or not. Now, I guess there's a lot of therapeutic uses, and from what we're finding out about football players, you might as well give them all the medicine they can have.
Yeah.
Baseball, I feel like, is not as big a deal. I guess there's a thing with hockey, too, where hockey denies that head trauma causes CTE in hockey. Mm. Even though it does in football, why would it not in hockey? Because it's colder? Or because most of them are Canadian?
I don't know. I mean, just spitballing here.
Here we go.
Do hockey players have the same frequency of that level of
contact,
head-to-head impact?
Probably not, but their equipment is less. So when a guy hits the ice and his head hits the ice,
that
he has less padding to stop that.
And it seems like those helmets come off more than
very easily.
Helmets.
And then they fight each other and punch each other.
Right.
I don't think as many hockey players have that level of contact, but those who do.
Yeah.
This has been a lot of sports the last two days.
Let me say also
Again,
I'm just sort of talking off the top of my head here.
That's
that
the more than we could expect.
Football is, to me, I don't know, the stats of baseball players getting in, like, to me, baseball is a more statistic-heavy sport than football.
Yes.
The individual achievements are more remarkable.
Right.
So it becomes unfair on a personal level.
Right.
Like, there are obviously stats in football to that degree also, but I don't...
Right. For football players, like a lineman who's taking steroids, you're not going to necessarily see a measured improvement in terms of, he got this many blocks.
Right.
Whereas in baseball, and it always comes up with the Hall of Fame because baseball is so connected to those numbers and everything.
Right.
And it's the hardest Hall of Fame to get into, so they're more, you know, sanctimonious about all that stuff.
Baseball, I think, also of any professional sport, again, this is just from my perspective, is tied to like nostalgia and history a little bit more.
Right.
So I think, like you were saying, that the reason some of these steroid era... Oh, I'm somehow activated Siri and I'm talking to it right
now. Wow. What's Siri going to do?
I don't know. The reason some of these steroid era players are getting in is because they got rid of some of the old dusty writers who were
voters,
part of the voting.
Most likely those guys are going to get in, like Bonds and Clemens.
Yeah.
The question becomes a guy like Sosa, who would not have been a Hall of Famer
without that.
Right. And yet you look at his numbers and he did stuff that no one else has ever done.
Right.
Hit 60 home runs 3 times.
Yeah.
No one's ever done that.
You ever see that SNL sketch with Phil Hartman about the all steroid Olympics? And
he's
going to do like a deadlift and his arms rip off.
That's a very
famous scene.
Let's just
all steroids.
You and I
all
do
the
that
time.
Scene?
No, let's just let them all have whatever.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. If you just level the playing field, that's, you know.
We may be headed towards that in someday. I think for football to survive, they're going to have to be like, do whatever you need to do,
to survive.
Guys, to play. We'll give you the weed. We'll give you the steroids. We'll give you the HGH. Just get out there and bash your heads against one another. We'll give you all the cocaine you want afterwards. And then they'll never run out of players, I guess, until they all die. Huh.
Wow.
That's good.
Okay.
So we're doing some experiments with this Facebook Live where we're doing different stuff in terms of whether the public can see it, whether it's private. So in the next week or so, there are probably going to be more experiments. And feedback is something we love. Feedback is best served on our Twitter page.
Ah, yes. The Sports Widow Show.
Sports Widow Show on Twitter. Or on iTunes, if you've subscribed to the Sports Widow podcast, mm-hmm. audio podcast. Mm-hmm. Those are where your comments can be left on more this, more that, less this, less that.
But
put it all
nice.
In those terms.
You know, just be nice.
She won't read it. You don't have to be nice if you don't want. I can handle it. But if you're mean, I might be mean back.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty good at being mean.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say, Maul?
Mm-hmm.
I'm consistently mean.
Yeah.
You didn't have to agree that much.
We may not be around
we're not.
We're about to head out of town, but my sister is staying here, so nobody try anything. She's not staying here. Oh, I was supposed to tell her we were doing this.
She is staying here.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And
point
we have a
being,
very mean fish, so.
Yeah. We may be broadcasting only the Facebook Lives and not the audio. So for you listeners, you might want to get on Facebook, or you may not want to.
Ugh.
I can't imagine you'd be missing all that much. But again, the show is in a state of flux. We really appreciate the 7 or 8 of you who have consistently watched.
Yeah.
And for the, 8 or 9 million of you who have yet to billion, I should say, who have yet to tune in, you know, maybe when we get this all ironed out, you'll be more willing to tune into a show that knows what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, all we know is it's me and you, and hopefully you'll keep doing the show. Because I've signed a contract for the year to do this show. A contract with myself.
Oh, boy.
Any other sports news or other things to report on?
No.
Yeah, and nothing really exciting happened yesterday. I think I'm going to have to do... I'd like in the future for Molly, for you to come in with a news item, maybe, as if you were like the newswoman.
All right.
Would you like to just pretend?
Well, I did. I talked about it being Obama's last day in office.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
So what's happening after him?
You don't want to know. Just you're
no.
in a good place with your ignorance right now.
Yeah.
Just stay there.
Also, never been a better time to be a white guy, huh? That's probably not true, but certainly not a good time to be anything other than that. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing some of you guys tomorrow and in the future.
I don't think we're going to see anyone tomorrow.
Well, we may bump into somebody.
Oh, okay.
We don't know who's watching. I mean, we do.
We
you
do.
Can actually
we know exactly
see,
who's
so
watching.
So we probably won't see a lot of that. Things Joe did to annoy you segment.
Oh,
that's
real
pretty
easy. I can tackle that real fast.
Okay, what's something I did to annoy you? We'll end on that. We'll take
Joe,
the request,
Joe,
and that's good.
Joe came home after I was asleep last night and woke me up with the sound of him eating chips in the kitchen, which, like, the kitchen is the furthest point from our bedroom.
It is. We are, yeah. And I was crunching them chips. I was crunching them pretty good. I thought I was being quiet.
That's the worst part of it.
All right. I will share one story based on this, then, on crunching chips. This is a college story, and this is about something that college students do sometimes.
Ugh.
The first time when I was in college that I smoked marijuana. Can I admit that, or should we edit this out?
This
is California. A friend, my friend Jim Verdone,
mm-hmm.
It was the first time I met him because there was a fight that he was in. He was on the other side. You've met him. Most interactions with him are a fight, but always, always enjoyable. Anyway, he had nothing to do with it, but somebody, to settle things down, gave us all marijuana. I was in our suite room, so there were three rooms of beds.
Uh-huh.
There were supposed to be 6 people in the room. When we started out, there were 9. They'd put 3 people in each of the rooms because they were overstocked. Mm. My crazy...
These were in the salad days of SUNY Albany.
SUNY
Albany.
People
were pounding down the doors.
And this is shortly before my crazy roommate tried to kill me. That's another story. But what happened is I was high and left alone in the room. Everyone went to sleep and I had a bag of chips. And I was eating the chips, and I was laughing just at myself. And I heard people from the rooms yelling, "Shut up, shut up."
And they weren't talking about the laughing.
No,
they were talking about the eating.
So I kept eating the chips, and I remember this. I'd eat the chip, and I'd go, "Shh, shh, shh, shh." And I'd tell myself to be quiet, and then I would laugh. That was I was sitting by myself doing that, eating chips, going, "Shh, shh, 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 shh," and then laughing. Good thing I never did that after that day again.
So that's...
I always feel bad when somebody joins at the end, but I always know that they can go back and watch from the beginning.
Absolutely.
So if you like this...
Oh, so you, much more where that
wait till you see the beginning. And if you didn't like it, go back and see the
You'll
beginning.
You'll like it.
Yeah. More. All right. That's it for the audio, folks. Or go back and listen, I should say. Nobody tunes into listening halfway through, though. You can't do that with
rare.
That. So they've already gotten this far.
Yeah.
So again, no episode tomorrow. Maybe a Facebook Live. We'll see how that goes. But we appreciate your comments, your feedback.
Yes.
Because this show is constantly evolving until it either becomes a big deal or ends.
Yeah. Those are the two options.
Right.
On Twitter, Sports Widow Show.
Yes. And on Facebook, we will have a Sports Widow Show button
page
soon.
At some point.
Page.
Yeah.
It's not a button. It's a page.
It's a page button.
Okay.